Hello, I'm Charles Covis, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Covis Show, whether you're watching on YouTube, on Rumble, or listening via podcast. In this week's episode, I discuss the issues of who you believe, what you believe, and what sources of information you can trust. The simple truth is that there are many misleading, confusing, and contradictory sources of information, even from allegedly reputable sources. The good news is that this has been so for centuries, albeit that we are seeing an increase at a rapidly rising rate. The further good news is that we have developed our skills to be able to cope with this explosion of information, this explosion of competing sources. In today's episode, I consider 9 specific areas to demonstrate the current challenges that we face in discerning what's true. And I'll give you 2 clear strategies to help you choose what you believe, whom you believe, and whom you can trust. In the meantime, consider this proposition. When you realize those in power want you to be confused, then you will no longer be confused. Our format for the show, back to the normal format following the Hemp Show, and if you haven't watched the Hemp Show, please watch it, is that I discuss today's big idea. I share 6 resources to help you implement the big idea. I do a review of what's happened in the last week or so, key matters that have happened, and then for newer viewers and listeners who haven't seen it before, I cover the foundational principles for this show and also further background about me. Regular viewers and listeners, of course, have heard it before, so they don't need to see that last piece. So let's get with today's big idea. There are many confusing and misleading sources of information. Who do you trust for information? How do you choose from the competing sources? I want to share some perspectives with you to help improve your ability to choose, to help your thinking on how to choose. I was lucky growing up because I had a father who was very interested in geopolitical ideas, who was a refugee from communist, who was very widely read, who considered television to be a total waste of time. He would much rather spend time reading and discussing and debating ideas than to sit in front of what he called an idiot box. Now, here's my starting point for my perspective on this topic. Those in power, those at the top of the power tree, of the control tree, are highly unlikely to ever be telling you the truth. The second big picture idea is that the mainstream media, what used to be regarded as reputable sources of media, are also highly unlikely to be telling you the truth. The people who own the mainstream media benefit from deals with those in power, those in government, those who pull the strings behind government. When you grasp that big idea, and many of you do, then it makes your job a little bit easier. Your awareness increases. No truth from government, no truth from mainstream media is the general rule. So let me explore 9 particular areas just to ram home this conflict between information. Number 1, the child sex trade. Julie and I went to see The Sound of Freedom last night. I urge you to go and see it. Based on a true story of Tim Ballard, his rescuing of children caught up in child sex trafficking. Millions of children each year are traded for sex, for slavery, for body parts. If you don't believe that's true, great, that's your belief. You might also not believe in gravity. You might believe in Santa Claus. You might not believe in Santa Claus. I urge you to watch The Sound of Freedom. I urge you to educate yourself. And I urge you to observe the lack of any commentary by mainstream media and by government on the horrors of child sex trafficking. What do you believe about that? And you've seen the disinformation that's coming out, the psychological operations called PSYOPs, that rather than calling adults who are attracted to children as pedophiles, they want to call them minor attracted persons. Do you like that? What BS? The horrors of the child sex trade are indeed horrors. And the fact that it's not covered by the mainstream media, or that Australian politicians in particular have said nothing about it, to me is collusion in that sex trade. Number two, the climate emergency. I've done shows on this previously, but the United Nations game plan, the UNPCC, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, declaring that there's a climate crisis emergency, it, in my view, is a fraud. There are many sources of information showing you the data that is totally contrary to what the UN puts in its summary document, which is all that the mainstream media publishes, which is highly misleading. Number three, the ongoing bans against psychedelic drugs. Now, in Australia, two psychedelic drugs have been approved, which is wonderful news. They can only be prescribed by psychiatrists. That's MDMA and psilocybin. But there are many psychedelic drugs that do wonderful things for people. They're banned for your safety. Do you like that? Who do you think benefits from these bans? And what's the truth around the safety of them? You see, this is where you have to dig deeper and you start to go, I wonder what the truth is about that. I speak to people and they give me one example of somebody who went off the rails because they got onto psychedelic drugs. Therefore, all psychedelic drugs are bad. That's like saying, well, if because one person becomes an alcoholic, then we should ban alcohol. Ha! There's too much money to be made in alcohol, and there's too much money to be made in pharmaceutical drugs, okay, pharmaceutical, not psychedelic drugs, that then is the reason why psychedelic drugs aren't made available. Listen to my TNT radio program on Saturday, 26 August, for a conversation I had with Eugene talking about teacher plants. Number four. The bans on alternative health remedies in hospitals in Australia, in most Western countries. There are millions of people around the world who benefit enormously, including me, from alternative health remedies. And one of the key health remedies, of course, is caffeine. Oh, I can feel that giving me that healthful glow, haha. Alternative health remedies. No, you can only in a hospital in Australia follow the protocol. You start to look at, what's the truth about these protocols? You see, the protocols that are imposed on these hospitals by big pharmaceutical companies means that my body is the same as your body. I suggest it's not. Number five. Banks, the government support, government financial support with your money given to banks who make shocking, corrupt, criminal decisions and then are bailed out by government for the greater good. The banks and the current financial system are significantly corrupted, and the mainstream media keeps lauding how wonderful these banks are. And so you get misled around, oh, these banks must be proper, well-behaved organisations. No, they're not. Number six, chemicals in the food chain. The soil emergency that we have in many places around the world, including Australia, because of the over-chemicalisation, the huge chemicalisation of soil that leads to poor quality food. And then the misinformation that's published that says, oh, no, chemicals in the food chain don't matter. And the reason why you're sick is nothing to do with the food that you're putting into your body. Number 7, locally here in Victoria, with the worst government in Victoria's history led by Daniel Andrews, another example of criminal corruption in terms of branch stacking in the Labor Party. And then within 10 days, the declaration, we don't know who got up to the corruption and the fraudulent signing of membership applications by deceased persons. Nothing to see here. Move on. No, there's lots to be seen here. But even though the mainstream media makes a comment, nothing else happens. And most importantly, business leaders and organizational leaders in Victoria do not speak out about this corrupt criminal behavior by this government. Number 8. The cancellation process for truth seekers. If a truth seeker speaks up against whatever the desired narrative is, they are cancelled. They are no longer able to be booked by influential events, by conferences. They might be singers, they might be entertainers. If you speak out of turn, you get cancelled. And I could go through a whole range of examples of that, but no need. You know what those areas are. Number 9, the game of politics. Who gets promoted in government from being a backbencher to ministerial positions? I used to think, and this is how even I was misled on this, I used to think it was based on skills and talents. No, it's not. The people who become ministers are those who are going to follow the desired narrative of the people pulling the strings of the politicians. So ministers, and particularly in the Victorian government, we have the most incompetent, bungling set of ministers you've ever seen, because these ministers will do what Daniel Andrews, the Premier, wants them to do. This is also the case throughout Australia. Liberal, Labor, left, right, doesn't matter. In the current system, the people who progress up the ranks in government are those who will follow the desired narrative. Nothing to do with high levels of skill, of knowledge, of capability. So there's the problem. There's 9 examples of the problem. I could give you another 10. You could give me some more. So what do we do about it? I've got a clear 2-step strategy, and it's based on the work of the wonderful Buckminster Fuller. I've thought long and hard about this over the years. It is the solution to this dilemma. Or it's the solution to helping you cope with this dilemma, to help you choose more wisely, to think more clearly. The 2 steps are this. Number 1, be comprehensively informed. Number 2, take action based on your intuitive wisdom. Number 1, be comprehensively informed. Number 2, listen to your intuitive wisdom. So, how do you actually do that? Here's the simple answer to that question. You must read from a lot of different sources. You must take information from many different sources. You must watch many videos. You must choose to invest your time. You need to make this decision. I want to be comprehensively informed. Therefore, I'm going to invest time in getting information from a wide number of sources, of alternative sources that the government would call conspiracy theorists. You see, the government in the mid-1960s, as a psyop, said anybody who disagrees with the government narrative, we'll just label them as conspiracy theorists. Okay? Conspiracy theorists. It's now a derogatory term. It's often thrown at me. Ah, you're a conspiracy theorist. Do you know the difference between a conspiracy theorist and a conspiracy? 3 months. And indeed, when I talk about the week that the review of what's happened in the week, more and more information is coming out about the frauds that are being perpetrated on us. So the government says, if you don't agree with the narrative, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, my friend Bob sent me this wonderful picture that you can see on the screen. He blew up a number of them. I'm giving out these A4 size color photographs, and this is a sign held up at a demonstration. The real conspiracy theorists, says the sign, the real conspiracy theorists believe that the government cares about them, the media would never mislead or lie to them, and the pharmaceutical industry that makes billions off sickness wants to cure them. There you are. If you want a copy of that, let me know. We will email it to you. So, read lots. Read the conspiracy, the people who are labeled as conspiracy theorists. There's a vast range of information available. You can't read it all, but you make that decision. Number two, minimize your exposure to the mainstream media. Now, I get the Australian newspaper, the physical Australian newspaper every day because I want the evidence trail of what's being published, because you won't be able to find it in months and years to come about what was actually published. And I follow the mainstream, I follow the Australian newspaper so that I can keep a track of the lies, so that I can report on those to you. But in your own behavior, if you minimize your exposure to mainstream media, that increases your chance of reading from and learning from many different sources. Third strategy is to talk to lots of people. Go and have coffee with lots of people. Test your ideas. Ask them for their ideas. Ask other people for their sources of information, their best sources of information. Other people will have found better sources than you might have found. One of the excellent sources of information, of alternative sources of information I've been following for years, is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In those conversations, test your views. Be willing to speak what's true for you. Speak from your intuitive wisdom and say, this is what I believe, and be willing to face people calling you a conspiracy theorist or saying you are just an idiot. And then you say to them, well, what do you believe? And that willingness to be questioned then helps you to form your ideas. That's what Parliament is supposed to be, of individual representatives from people who voted them in, to test their ideas, put ideas on the table, and then to haggle about what the best way forward might be. That's in an ideal democratic system, which of course never exists, but it's always a matter of degrees. It's never black and white. And then when you come to this question of intuitive wisdom, you see, you become comprehensively informed, more comprehensively, as my dad did all his life. And that's why I say that's the purpose of life, to learn and grow. Keep learning, keep growing. Stop thinking that you will ever reach a point where you know it all. And then you have to make a decision. What do you believe? Who do you believe? Who do you trust? That's when you go inside. That's when you listen to your soul, your spirit, your heart, your intuition. And it takes practice again. And that's my spiritual tip today, to meditate on what does your intuitive wisdom say that you should believe about a particular topic. You listen to that quiet, still voice inside you. If you are constantly in the hubbub of other people's views and you never stop to then say, okay, I've listened to all these sources of information. Now, what's my choice? Go deep inside. So they're the two strategies. Comprehensively informed and make your decisions based on your intuitive wisdom. So we then turn to the six resources to help us implement today's big idea. And I want to quote from Buckminster Fuller's book, Critical Path. Regular viewers will have heard me say this. This is in the foreword, and this is very important. Buckminster Fuller, this is the last book he wrote. He wrote some 35, 40 books. He was awarded 47 honorary doctorates, and he said this: my reasons for writing this book, Critical Path, are fourfold. A, because I'm convinced that human knowledge by others of what this book has to say is essential to human survival. B, because of my driving conviction that all of humanity is in peril of extinction if each one of us does not dare always to tell only the truth and all the truth, and to do so right now. C, because I'm convinced that humanity's fitness for continuance in the cosmic scheme no longer depends on the validity of political, religious, economic, or social organizations, which up till now have been assumed to represent the many, but D, because contrary to C, I'm convinced that human continuance now depends entirely upon the intuitive wisdom of each and every individual. He goes on with others, but and the second one was the individual's comprehensive informedness. So that's my quote today. Human continuance now depends entirely upon the intuitive wisdom of each and every individual and the individual's comprehensive informedness. That's why I'm sharing those two strategies with you. That's the quote for the day. My spiritual tip I've shared with you. My health tip, vitamin C. Almost all of you should be taking 2,000 to 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C each day. The reason? Because vitamin C is more than just a vitamin. It builds your immune system and it helps your elimination process. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but if you're not taking, I'm dealing with people who have got all sorts of infection problems. And I say, how much vitamin C are you taking? They say, none. I just can't believe it. I get my vitamin C from food. No, you can't. You simply cannot do that. You will not get anywhere near the amount of vitamin C that you need in the chemicalized toxic environment that we are in, topped off with the impacts of 5G towers everywhere and the electromagnetic frequencies that are hitting you. My song for the week is the song that's gone to number one in the US, I think on the country and Western charts, but probably on all the rock charts, called Rich Men North of Richmond. One guy singing with a guitar, and it's taken off big time. And here's the lyrics. This is, and you think about, why has this song with no promotion from one guy gone nuts? This is not some mega corporation that's been promoting this, which is the normal way that people like Taylor Swift get to the top. Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me and people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Living in the new world with an old soul, these rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows, they all just want to have total control, want to know what you think, want to know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. He goes on to say, I wish politicians would look out for miners and not just miners on an island somewhere. Nice reference to the child sex trade. He goes on, Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milking welfare. But God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to, goes the chorus, for people like me and people like you. Some powerful ideas that have resonated. That's the point. And you should be excited about the resonance of these words because people are waking up, just like the Sound of Freedom movie and the truth about the child sex trade. That movie, as of Friday the 25th of August, 4 months before Christmas Day, 2 days before I recorded this show, Sound of Freedom had sold, despite no major theatrical release, but being funded by crowdfunding, has sold $198 million in ticket sales for a movie that cost less than $10 million to make. You see, that also is resonating with people because people know the truth. People from their intuitive wisdom know the truth. My book of the week is the book on the Committee of 300. Now, I've got it as a PDF. The Committee of 300 explores who's actually in charge and it's a masterful analysis of what's happened over the last 900 years so that you more deeply understand what the power game is, who's in control, who's in power, and the nefarious activities that these people get up to control the politicians, to control the mainstream media. I've read it. It's excellent. I'm happy to email the PDF to you if you'd like to read it. And then lastly, a spot of humour before the show goes on, but a spot of humour. A congressman in the US Senate was once asked about his attitude towards whiskey. He said, "If you mean the demon drink that poisons the mind, pollutes the body, desecrates family life, and inflames sinners, then I'm against it. But if you mean the elixir of Christmas cheer, the shield against winter chill, the taxable potion that puts needed funds into public coffers to comfort little crippled children, then I'm for it. This is my position and I will not compromise." Very good, huh? But it's also a lovely demonstration that politicians are constantly making these value judgments. The problem is that politicians don't make value judgments based on values, in my view. They have been deeply, deeply corrupted by the system that I've been talking about in this show. All right, so to take today's big idea, think about these resources I've shared with you to help you become wiser so that you access your intuitive wisdom. You become comprehensively informed, and then you raise your own self-awareness about who you are, about what you're passionate about, so that you live life on your terms, not on terms that the government wants you to adopt or that the mainstream media wants you to adopt. I invite you to subscribe to this channel, YouTube or Rumble or the podcast. If you enjoy it, share it with your family, friends, and work colleagues. Visit our websites, coves.com, charlescoves.com, where you can learn about the various programs that I have available for companies, for individuals, for executive coaching. My books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, are both available on those websites. Now, let's have a quick review of key happenings in the week that I want to bring to your attention. One of the key happenings is this is the last week of winter in Australia. That excites me very much because, as you know, I exercise every day, and in the cold of winter, you know, 91 days of winter, well, there's, at the date of recording this, there's only 4 more days of winter and then we go to spring. Whoa, that's so exciting. I work closely with Captain Shane Murdoch, a former pilot with Virgin who lost his job because he refused to take bioweapons put into his body. Pilots are dying suddenly everywhere. There are major, major problems afoot, everybody. Getting autopsies of people who die suddenly is proving to be difficult in many places. Strange, isn't it, all these people dying suddenly? Excess deaths in Australia, way, way over the top. Government saying nothing. I know why they're dying. You know why they're dying. They're dying because they've had bioweapons jabbed into them. And the news from America is they're going to be saying, you have to wear masks. Masks are total BS. They do nothing. Don't get sucked in. The simple answer to these government shenanigans is do not comply. I do not comply. And all that needs to happen is a significant number of us do not comply, and this nonsense will stop. If you are in hospital, it is a dangerous place to be in Australia. You cannot get the proper care that you need. You need to put in place, and I urge you to do it. I could tell you stories, but I don't want to make this show too long. You need to be ready for an emergency so that you've got a community around you to solve any emergency health need. Other than you have a car accident, you break an arm, then you go to hospital. But for health issues, dangerous places to be. The other matter that incenses me enormously is government saying that contracts where they've paid your money to companies who make money, that these contracts are commercial in confidence I say BS again. We have to tell government no contract that you enter into is confidential. It's our money. Government has no money. It's taxpayers who give them the money. No commercial in confidence. It's a fraud being perpetrated on us. I urge lawyers to start doing something about this fraud. But of course, most lawyers in big law firms get a majority of their income from government, from taxpayer money. And then lastly, I'll just make a comment on the lies that the Albanese government federally in Australia is telling about the proposed referendum on a change to Australia's constitution about the voice. I oppose it. It will do nothing. I've told you before, $350 billion given to Aborigines in Australia over the last 10 years. It's achieved almost nothing. This whole voice issue is all about screwing money out of non-Aboriginal Australians for the benefit of, for the alleged benefit, in fact, of the activist class of the Aborigines. Follow Senator Jacinta Price if you want the truth about what this voice is about. And she, her mother was 100% Aboriginal. Her father was Scottish. It's a great story. All right, lots of other things to talk about, but I haven't got time. So, if you're new to the show, stick around for the last part where I cover the foundational principles of the show and some further background about me. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I wish you a week of ever-increasing insight about who you are, about what you're passionate about, raising your self-awareness of a life that fulfills you. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show, here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number 4, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number 5, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea because there's a chance you will remember it. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covess.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.